The first thing is exactly so. Ethics absolutely is essential. It's an essential dimension of practice. I hope I mentioned it along with the four core modules right away, and I always feel that it is central. It's important for us to realize that because the lower levels of development are earlier, they are, you know, like the child is father to the man, you know that saying, the earlier levels are father to the higher. What grows, we have to anchor. If I want to live in a multimimetic society that includes people all across the spiral, and I want to have a single set of rules that everybody can agree upon, then I want to align my post-conventional ethics with some conventional ethical principles. Maybe there's no particular point in obeying the stoplight in this particular moment because I see that nobody else is around, but I see some other people will observe me running the stoplight and may be more inclined to do it themselves later, so I just stay until it turns green. Not because, in my post-conventional point of view, I think that really, really, really matters. In a simple utilitarian way, I want to align with a simple set of rules so that I'm living in a society governed by laws that everybody obeys. So there's that. Additionally, if you're really getting to higher levels, you need ethics as a container because you go to some places wherein all the conventions fall away. And Genpo has had a lot of influence in this area. Maybe you've even heard him describe Tozen's five ranks. And at a certain stage in that Zen realization, you feel completely free of all boundaries. I'm beyond karma. I can do anything I want. And a lot of people with some measure of realization have created terrible karmas for themselves, thinking that they're beyond all karmas. Because on some level, they sort of are. They're not really altogether wrong, but they are wrong, and they end up with a real problem. So ethics is a container for higher consciousness, something that grounds this mad, extraordinary awareness that can't be contained by any belief, rule, limit, structure. Well, I'm going to maintain a certain ethical practice despite all of that. That creates a container so that you don't get into trouble. Ken likes to say that ethics is what keeps the dream from becoming a nightmare. Because essentially the deal is this world is full of karmic opportunities. You act and you get into a whole stream of reaction. You act unethically, particularly, and you create karmas. And those karmas come around and they bind you. So from the perspective of enlightened self-interest, not necessarily even at all altruistic, it's smart to live ethically. You have a less entangled, less complicated, less encumbered existence. You want to sail through this chaos of karmas in the smoothest possible way. Ethical impeccability is really smart. Now, it's also the case that as you grow, your heart opens and you do care. And that care is also coincident with your identity expanding. And the idea that there is somewhere else to throw my garbage, somebody else to take advantage of, and I get the advantage and they get the disadvantage and that's other and it doesn't have anything to do with me. That breaks down. It's all me. I can't really escape the karmas that I cast on others anymore, and I get it. And because that heart is open and there is that heart of care that I'm living out of, there is a completely unselfish, you might say, ethical platform. It's not just the enlightened self-interest. If the heart of care can't help itself. So all of those things feed into why and how a higher ethics can be lived. Of course, it's not rule-based, but it's way beyond the reactivity to the rules that characterizes the post-conventional green mind. The kind of, you know, the scene that I saw in Amsterdam a few days ago, right? That whole flaunting it, mood. Well, you know, you get, it's an adolescent mood. Well, you know, into the integral levels are the adulthood. And we can really appreciate and smile on the children and the adolescents and do what we can to help them all be okay in a world that we have to take responsibility for. In a way, the dawning of integral awareness is a little like being in a room full of children and adolescents with weapons who are acting crazy, who are untamed, who are mad, and discovering, well, I hope there are some other adults in this room. And you kind of look around for some eyes that see what's there. And you find yourself in a room like this one with some eyes that seem to see some of what's there. If your eyes really meet, and you both see what they see, what you see what they see, well, that meeting of those eyes is a covenant of responsibility. Something has to happen in this room. And if you know it and I know it, then I'm obligated.